Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on khawf, the chapter on fear. And as we are explaining, that this fear that we are expected to have is not that fear that will put us into a depression, that will make us sad and cause us to take stress tablets. But it's a fear that is born out of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That a person is concerned that all the time I mustn't disobey my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the time I must do the right things. And in any beautiful system, in any system of law that is natural, normal, it will have certain penalties, certain type of clauses in that law that will be such that will cause people to be wary. For example, normal traffic laws, person is going over a certain speed limit, then he'll get a certain fine. If he goes even beyond that, then he can be in prison. So different laws. Now those laws are not there to make people frightened so that they are now suddenly going to stress, but to create some type of discipline. So also to create discipline in our deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put laws in place, regulations in place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning us about akhirah, that if you do the good things, this is what you've got in store for you. And when we're doing these good a'mal, we should always keep in mind the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in place. And if you do the wrong things, these are the punishments that are kept in place. So a person all the time is on guard. I don't want to disobey my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to cause any type of displeasure to him. At the same time, Allah ta'ala has kept all these rewards for me if I do the good. So a person all the time is keeping himself in check. So this is a natural fitrat of a person. There was one person that had written to the madrasa, and he says that, I don't do any action of mine. I don't do any action of mine for any reward. Every action of mine is only done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't do anything. So our Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahab, he wrote back one question to him. He said, where were you before and where are you now? He said, no, I was working overseas before and now I got a new job somewhere here local. So he said, you couldn't even stay in one country without the sake of reward. How are you ever going to do without the benefits of Jannat? How are you ever going to do without the amenities that Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannat? If you couldn't just stay away for a few earnings, for a few pennies, you couldn't stay away from moving from one place to another place. It was only because of the earnings that you moved. So like that, we mustn't talk to say, we are weak people, we shouldn't talk to say, that I only do it for the pleasure of Allah, and I don't do it for the rewards. If in the dunya we're doing things for rewards, how much more we should do things for rewards for the akhirat? This is the fitrat Allah Ta'ala has created. Therefore we see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will tell Sahaba that various hadith, just to give one or two examples, man qama imanu wa ihtisaba, man qama laylatal qadri imanu wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that person that stands up on the night of Qadr, imanu wa ihtisaba, with iman and hope for reward in Allah Ta'ala. What is hoping for? Reward in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمِ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. All his past sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives it. But the condition is إِمَانَ وَاحْتِسَابَ. So like that, there are various other hadith showing us this ihtisaba, this desire and keeping the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in front, what Allah ta'ala has kept in store. This is perfectly natural, this is perfectly normal. In fact, it's a human being should keep it in front of him so that it causes him to stay on alignment. Yes, now he does it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that doesn't mean he can't have the reward in front of. We are insan, we are weak. When we keep these things in front, it allows us to practice it more. Therefore, the Shaykh Zakaria rahmatullah alayh, he wrote up a very important kitab, Fazail-e A'mal, the rewards or the virtues of actions. You do this action, this is the virtue. You do this action, this is the virtue. Because what it does, it creates a desire in a person to do actions. And Allah ta'ala is willing to give me so much if I do this action, Allah is giving me so much if I do that action. Now a person becomes desirous to do these actions. So anyway, this chapter on khawf and fear is there also as part of the alignment process. And if I go off the cause, this is the punishment. If I go off the cause, this is the ill effects of it. So therefore I have to be very, very careful of the path that I tread whilst I'm in this dunya. Today's hadith, عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال before that, عن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يقوم الناس لرب العالمين حتى يغيب أحدهم في رشحه إلى أنصاف أذنيه. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrated, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the people will assemble before Allah Ta'ala. In other words, on the day of Qiyamah, people will assemble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the sustainer of the worlds, And some of them will be submerged in the perspiration up to half their ears. We explained this yesterday. Some of the people will be immersed in perspiration at different levels, but at some at the ankle, some at the knee, some higher than that, and some halfway through their ears. So Ulama explained that this should never come into the mind that how is it possible that if you're on a one level plane and then you got perspiration that is filling up, or water or any liquid that is filling up, it normally would spread out. So how can you have different levels for different people? So yesterday we explained one possibility Ulama mentioned is that Allah Ta'ala can cause the land beneath the person's feet to rise. So in other words, that person that must spend little bit less of the perspiration, it will come only to his ankles, the land between his feet will rise up, so that the level of the perspiration will only be to his ankles. Like that, others it will go down, the level of the perspiration will come so high that up to their ears. That's one explanation. Other explanation is that Allah Ta'ala will make it such that his perspiration will be confined to him. The person's perspiration will be confined to him. It won't work like how the laws of physics work in this world, where liquid keeps flowing. It won't flow. Allah Ta'ala will cause it to be confined to him. And we gave an example of a fish in the water and an insan, a human being out of the water. Both are breathing, but both have completely different systems, completely different physical systems of breathing. One can't stay out of water for 5 minutes and the other can't stay underwater for 5 minutes. Both will die if they have to both do these things. The fish will die if it comes out, the man will die, because there's a different system Allah Ta'ala has created. So therefore, when we are in the system of the world, we shouldn't apply our logic and think that how can this hadith be possible. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, 100% true. We have to believe it and we have to accept it as the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. This, when we hear these things and we sometimes experience a very hot day, and we're perspiring and we're feeling hot and we're feeling uncomfortable, remind ourselves of this type of a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining that a day will come when it will be so hot, people will be perspiring so much that some of them will be even drowning in perspiration. It will be coming so high. We'll be finding the heat of the dunya so hard. How are we going to manage the heat of the akhirat? In other words, if we are not going to get the shade under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing good deeds, then how will battle there? So rather than worrying about all the comforts of this world, we should be worried about the comfort of the day of qiyamah and the comforts of the akhirat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. As we know, today is Friday. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Come early for the Jummah salah. Make it a point of reciting Suratul Kahf. Encourage the family also to recite Suratul Kahf. And take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib salah, especially before Maghrib salah, to engage in dua. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.